This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior, one of my longtime listeners, one of my biggest fans, was just first started on the text with me, and then literally I said, give me a call, and he called me, and we were on the phone together, and said, you are one bold mother-you-know-whatter, because to have Robert Kennedy Jr. on your show, an ultimate liberal from the Kennedy family, and to find an issue that you and him agree with, and to have such an interesting, scintillating conversation on vaccines and Fauci and Gates, him saying that Fauci and Gates are frauds, and Gates is a megalomaniac who's out to basically ruin our country and ruin our world. And as a result of his vaccines, there's lots of people dead, untold dead in Africa and India, kicked out of India. Nobody allows people like that on the show when you're a Republican. But see, I'm a guy of many different tastes, you know? I like hard rock, and I like Frank Sinatra. And once in a while, I even like a little jazz. And once in a while, I like a little country. And once in a while, I like a little southern rock. And so, you know, I happen to be a hardcore conservative warrior who wants the wall and believes in low taxes and loves capitalism, right? And those issues, I'm as bedrock conservative as anyone in the world. But I think there are other areas where conservative has changed. And maybe the liberal definition has changed. As an example, I think Robert Kennedy should be a conservative. He should move over to our side. Now, probably he'd go crazy if we debated Obamacare and climate change and other issues. He's probably a Kennedy through and through on those issues. I don't know. But I got the feeling he's starting to see the light. Because if what you really believe is that all these big corporations and these billionaires are evil, and that government is evil in its essence and always tied in with the big media and the big corporations lying and scamming and committing fraud and killing and covering up the killings. If that's what you believe, which is what he believes, you and I are on the same team. Why would you then trust government and give it to Democrats who want bigger government that want to control your lives far more than Republicans do? But I didn't want to get in a debate with him. And I'm not quite sure what's wrong with his voice. He has some sort of an illness that causes a very bad trouble with his voice, Robert Kennedy. And I don't know what it is. I was told about it, and they said you're going to have a hard time understanding him on the radio. But I did understand him. But it was tough. It's tough to understand him because he's got some sort of a throat issue, and I don't know what it is. But he certainly has done a lifetime of study on vaccines, and he is, I mean, he's far further than me, far further left or right than me, because I don't sit around saying Big Pharma is a bunch of murderers. I don't necessarily say Gates is a murderer. I don't think Fauci is necessarily a murderer, but I do think all of them are conflicted, terribly conflicted by the money they make, the billions and billions of dollars that's out there to be made, hundreds of billions per year. With vaccines, and all of them are pro-vaccine because they happen to get a piece of that billions of dollars. So it's a total conflict of interest, and everybody's looking the other way as some people die from these vaccines, and some people get terribly, you know, injured, wounded from these vaccines, as if in battle, you know, for the rest of your life, crippled, the rest of your life, paralyzed. But, you know, are vaccines, all in all, are there some good ones? Yes, smallpox, polio, but I knew flu vaccine is not a good one. And if flu vaccine is not a good one, and it doesn't work, and it makes people sick, if all of that is true, what did he say? Study, Bobby Kennedy Jr. found there's a study that shows, a recent study right now, that shows that when the military gives flu shots to these young heroes of ours, boys and girls going overseas, they get the flu shot, mandatory, 36% higher rate of getting coronavirus than people who don't get the flu shot. That doesn't surprise me at all. I believe that the flu shot has things in it that are poisonous to your body, poisonous to your immune system, and therefore hurt you and make you weaker and more susceptible to other illnesses. Therefore, coronavirus comes along, boom, you get hit with it. Doesn't surprise me. But more important to me is always I've just felt it's just completely ineffective. And more than ineffective, people get the flu after getting a flu shot. So it doesn't surprise me they would get more likely to get coronavirus after getting a flu shot. But again, I'm not anti-Big Pharma as far as he is. I'm not anti-vaccines as far as Robert Kennedy is. I'm just a questioner. You know, liberals call it a conspiracy theory. It's the funniest thing ever. Anyone who asks a great question to liberals is a conspiracy theorist. You mean, so what should I call you, a moron? If you don't ask good questions about things and you accept whatever the government says, you are a freaking moron. I almost use the other word, because every once in a while you could use the F word, because it really does remind me of anyone who's dumb enough to believe in government and what comes out of the mouth of billionaires, evil billionaires. Not all billionaires are evil, but in this case, there are some evil billionaires. How do you know that they have your best interests in mind, or they just want to control the world, they're a megalomaniac, and they want to literally make billions and billions of dollars more and double and triple their wealth, and they don't care who gets trampled and whose kids die as a result of it? I'm not saying they're looking to murder people on purpose. I'm not saying that. But I am saying they look the other way, and they consider it kind of, what's the word, collateral damage, right? When you're in a war, you have to bomb the enemy. So you shoot a missile at the enemy, and you kill someone that could win the war and save millions of lives in the long run. But it just so happens their wife and their kids and three friends and their wives and kids were there at that moment, and they all died too. It's part of war. It's called collateral damage. And you just accept it and you go, I'm sorry kids died, but we had to get that guy who's in charge of Al-Qaeda, who's been responsible for terrorism acts and hundreds of murders and thousands in the future, and we got him. But, you know, we happen to kill his kids, his wife, and his friend's kids. That's collateral damage. That could be the way I think that flu companies, vaccine companies, and big pharma companies, and Bill Gates of the world, and Fauci's of the world, look at this. All right, we're saving billions of people in the long run. Billions. You know, because the Earth has, what, 7 billion people? So we're saving billions in the long run. But it just so happens 32 girls getting the PPP shot, you know, 32 girls died. Well, to their parents, you just ruined their world. But to them, it's like, okay, it's 32 girls. Billions are going to be saved long term. 32 girls died. In the whole United States, 300 died in India. 3,000 died in Africa. No big deal. Well, if it's your kid, it's a very big deal. You know? And so I do think there's some questions about vaccines. And I do think if you knew about this stuff, you wouldn't be so quick to take the vaccine or give it to your kids. Because what if your kid's the one that gets the disease or the autism or the paralysis or the death? What if your kid's never the same? What if the bright light goes out in their eyes? I've always been someone who says the whole autism thing isn't what's in the vaccine as much as I believe. Just common sense. I'm not a doctor. Just common sense. I think it's the fact that you overwhelm young children's immune systems with 73 vaccines. That's insanity. 73 vaccines like the first 2 years of their life, including quite a few when they're 6 months old. They're not ready for it. It's too many. It's overwhelming. That could be what's giving them autism, and that's why you can lie and tell the truth at the same time. All these vaccine companies claim, oh, well, there's a, you know, we did all the investigating and we did all the tests, and the scientific tests prove this specific shot did not give a kid autism. Okay, you're right. It was 72 shots over 2 years or 3 years overwhelmed them and destroyed them and affected their brain and affected their body, and they were never the same again. It's the amount of shots. Obviously, I, as a kid, got the, what did Robert Kennedy say? I think there were like 9 total vaccines that a kid got by the time they were like 6 when him and I were born. Now it's 72. I think that was the number he gave. So I got the 9 and I'm fine. And I'm a picture of health. But kids getting 72, some of them are health, some of them are death. And I guess the Bill Gates of the world see that as collateral damage. I don't know. But I know when it comes to my kids, there's no such thing as collateral damage. I don't want you hurting my kids. So the big news, I think, of the day is that Republicans win their first Democrat-held California House seat since 1998. Democrat State Assemblywoman Christy Smith conceded to Republican Mike Garcia, I think he's a former Navy pilot, if I remember correctly, in a special election for the California House seat, 25th District, vacated by ex-Democrat Representative Katie Hill, another liberal nutcase, who was involved in orgies and gay sex and smoking bongs with her naked boys and girls she's having sex with while she's in the United States Congress and their staffers. Did you know that? There were pictures of her smoking a bong. Smoking a bong while having a bang with men and women.
We got it together, didn't we?
Love you, baby. Love the men, love the women, love everything. Love it. Love cats and dogs. Katie Hill allegedly loves everything. Who knows what these people are into? Who knows what these people are into? Weird people, strange people. Can you imagine thinking you should be, you know, one of 435 United States congressmen and women who rule the country when you're out having orgies with men and women staffers and smoking a bong? I don't know. Generally, I say you do what you want to do in your own private life. Generally, I'm a libertarian. But I just don't think that's a United States congressperson. I don't think anybody wanted that. And, of course, even though she's a liberal, she resigned. That's how much pressure the Democrat Party put on her. Because she was making them all look terrible. She resigned, representing Orange County, California, and a special election yesterday, and we won big. And in Wisconsin, special election, U.S. Congress, we won, and we won big. Tom Tiffany, Wisconsin State Senator, won in a landslide in the 7th Congressional District of Wisconsin over Democrat Tricia Zunker. So if Trump's going to lose in November, if Trump has people thinking, oh, he's so incompetent, he's mishandled coronavirus, how's it possible two Republicans won by landslides in deep blue California and fairly blue Wisconsin last night in the middle of the pandemic? Republicans winning. Big. Great news. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Unique items for strange times. That's Patriot Depot.com. For instance, when you and your friend are playing your favorite drinking games via social media while listening to Joe Biden babble about nothing, you can win in style with your Trump 45 bullet shot glass and then cope with that hangover by pouring some coffee in your Trump camper mug. PatriotDepot.com is the place to find these and more. Remember promo code USA. They even have the Trump lawn gnome to keep you company. This is the site for all of your favorite MAGA merchandise. so many other exciting products are at PatriotDepot.com or call 844-377-8052 using the promo code USA for a great discount. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. And don't forget the promo code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Well, I was there before Carolyn Goodman was there, and she may have been inartful in her description of why we need to reopen the economy on CNN with Anderson Cooper. She wasn't a great interview, that I admit. But having said that, she's right. She turns out to be 100% right, except I was there way before she was. You can't close the economy. South Dakota, the only state out of 50 states, 49 states dying. No taxes, no money coming in. We need a bailout. Help. One state doing okay. South Dakota, never closed. One country in the world doing okay. Sweden, never closed. And everybody said, if you reopen too soon, the world's going to end. We're all going to get coronavirus. You're all going to die. Listen to the doctors. They're all wrong. Because the first stages of reopening have not produced a surge at all. Some of the states the skeptics were most worried about, including Florida and Georgia, haven't seen any rise in total cases. As a matter of fact, Florida's new cases have declined by 12% compared to the previous week. Georgia's fell by 12%. And guess who leads the nation? Nevada leads the pack with a 44% reduction in new cases since they semi-reopened the economy. Do you ever hear this in the news? No! No! I got these numbers actually from Chuck Muth, who's a great conservative warrior here in the state of Nevada. And he got it from Sam Baker of Axios. Interesting, these numbers. I never heard anywhere. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I never heard anyone say that Nevada leads the country with a 44% reduction in the number of new cases, and yet we're still basically on house arrest, and casinos are still closed. You know, they reopened some small businesses. But this is all crazy. Carolyn Goodman, the mayor of Vegas, was right. And who was right? Brian Kemp, the governor of Georgia, was right. Even Trump was mad at Kemp for reopening too soon. First he was on his side, and then Fauci. You heard what Robert Kennedy Jr. said about Fauci. He said he's a fraud. He said he's a crook, basically. Don't know if that's true. I'm just telling you what the other side of the story is. Two sides to every story. One thing I could tell you is he's been wrong about everything, Fauci. Everything. And this guy convinced Trump that Brian Kemp was opening too early, the governor of Georgia, and you should scold him, and he's publicly scolded him. And sure enough, Georgia's sickness level is down. Down. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Conscious Matrix, Dr. Nancy Wolf. That's her new book. Perfect book at the perfect time. She's a conservative capitalist professor emeritus, psychology department at UCLA. Spent 30 years studying the human mind, and she says just what we need to hear right now. Liberals aren't going to win. This country was never set up for liberals, socialists, and globalists. Americans are pre-wired to win, pre-wired to be the greatest nation and the greatest people in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all pre-wired in our minds and souls. We literally are predestined to win. Conservatives will win. Capitalists will win. Nationalists who love America will win. God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. So that's how it turns out. Forget the book. How about the story? It turns out we win. So buy the book and read how it's going to turn out. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com by Dr. Nancy Wolf, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So the big bombshell today, by the way, was that the unmasking of General Flynn, this great patriot, was done by none other than Joe Biden. Joe Biden, here's a press release from the Trump campaign. Today's bombshell news that a request to unmask General Flynn's identity was made in Joe Biden's name is the latest evidence that Biden isn't being honest about what role he played in the Obama-Biden FBI abuse of power against President Trump and his team. When ABC News' George Stephanopoulos pressed him, Biden caved and admitted, "I was aware that the FBI were focusing heavily on Michael Flynn. I was aware." I thought he had said, "I wasn't aware." I didn't realize. He said, "I was aware." Now we know that was a big understatement. According to newly declassified information, requests to unmask Flynn's identity and intelligence reports were made by several Obama-Biden administrative officials, including in Joe Biden's name. And then a senior U.S. government official leaked classified information to the Washington Post in order to fuel the Democrat media's Russian collusion conspiracy fire. And that leak was a felony. Joe Biden's got such big problems, but you know what the answer is? I don't remember. I have dementia. Thank you, Dementia Joe. That's always the answer. I don't remember. I'm confused. Then why are you running? Why are you running if you should literally be in a assisted living facility, Joe? You're very old. You don't know where you are anymore. You don't know what day it is. You think it's Super Thursday instead of Super Tuesday. You think you're in Milwaukee when you should, you're really in Cleveland. And in between every sentence, you yell, "Intercourse! Intercourse!" He's like your old grandfather who's lost it and doesn't know where he is anymore. And the family has to put like a thing around his neck to identify him, like a tag, like a G.I. Joe. So when you wander away from the home, you could find him. What are we going to do if a president wanders away from the White House?
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is cheering coronavirus testing across the United States.
We just came out with a new listing on testing. We just cracked 10 million tests, which is here. I said, you'd like to show that to everybody. 10 million. We set an all-time record by far.
Senator Rand Paul is taken back following the release of documents related to the unmasking of Michael Flynn.
This is a smoking gun, if there ever was one, that Vice President Biden was using the power of government, abusing that power to go after a political opponent.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on Fox News as Vice President Joe Biden and former President Barack Obama both appear on a list declassified by Acting Director of National Intelligence Richard Grenell. Due to the coronavirus pandemic, Boy Scouts will not be able to place American flags on grave sites of veterans on Memorial Day. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne Allen Root, and really, really good news in the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled against the governor of Wisconsin. Let me get the exact facts for you here. His stay-at-home order is thrown out. Wisconsin Supreme Court strikes down the governor's safer-at-home order. I guess it's not so safe after all. Democrat governor trying to lock people down for another month. Wisconsin Supreme Court struck it down today, saying Democrat Governor Tony Evers' administration overstepped its authority when it extended the order through the end of May. The court ruled 4-3. Of course, so was four Republicans against three Democrats in a case brought forth by Republican lawmakers. And it sought to block the order issued last month by Evers' top health secretary, Andrea Palm. All future lockdown orders must go through the legislature, the ruling said. The governor just can't lock people in their house forever. Can't close your business forever. But I don't even agree with that one, because that means you got to get the legislature to buy in. Well, in Wisconsin, you have a suicidal, idiotic, commie governor, but you got a Republican legislature. So that's great. But in Nevada, you got a ultra-liberal governor and an ultra-liberal legislature that's actually more liberal than the governor. The commie suicidal part of it is with the legislature, not the governor. He had to actually tamper them down in the last legislative session. So there's no way out for Nevada if that were the ruling. The ruling needs to be no governor and no legislature has anything to do with stopping a person from opening their own business. That's the Commerce Clause. It belongs only with Congress. Nobody locally, statewide, can tell you what to do with your business. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Boomer Naturals. Our world has changed, whether you like it or not. Sad reality. When you venture out of your home, face coverings are the new normal. And there's no choice. As I said yesterday, it isn't like you can go, oh, I'm not going to wear one. Because yesterday I tried to get my own P.O. Box store. They wouldn't let me in unless I had a face covering. And I tried to get into Costco. Couldn't get in without a face covering. Tried to get into my Wells Fargo bank. Would not let me in without an appointment and a face covering when you get there. Then you come inside the bank, and guess what? There's nobody in the bank, just you and the banker. That's it. I mean, this whole country has gone insane. Doesn't anybody need a bank anymore? Doesn't anybody use a bank anymore? In any case, a highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-day, 30-use protective face cover in sizes for adults and children, made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology. It can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is and when used in face coverings. Very comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with, made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. And you can use it up to 30 days, which makes it affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now. It's for kids and adults. BoomerNaturals.com. BoomerNaturals.com. Use the code WARRADIO20 for Wayne Allen Root Radio. WARRADIO20 at checkout, and you save 20% on everything you buy. BoomerNaturals.com. WARRADIO20. Chris, do we ever guess? No, we don't? Okay, all right. No problem. We'll just get him tomorrow. No big deal. I mentioned to you the big news overnight was winning in both Wisconsin, speaking of Wisconsin, Wisconsin and California special elections. But there's also a CNN poll out that's great news. Trump crushing Biden in battleground states, winning 52-45, up by 7 points in the swing states of Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Maine, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Mexico, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Wisconsin. Now, I want to remind President Trump of something, if you're listening, because I know you like my show, President Trump. You are winning, according to a CNN poll, in 2016, you're winning Nevada by 7 or 8 points. You had a comfortable lead like 2 days before the election, and then you lost Nevada. You know why? Because they cheat here. The Reid machine is such a cheater. They get illegal aliens lined up to vote by the hundreds of thousands. Tens of thousands in each district, hundreds of thousands collectively. Just on the Vegas Strip alone, there's 300,000, I think it's 300,000 culinary employees. And how many of them are illegal? How many of them vote only with Spanish? Don't even understand English. Unbelievable. So you better worry about voter ID and cheating. And that's why Nancy Pelosi stuck an anti-voter ID measure clause inside this new supposed coronavirus one more giant spending stimulus package. Can you imagine? What has coronavirus got to do with killing voter ID? And number one, and number two, it's the simplest thing in the whole world, ID. You just show people your driver's license. Every illegal now has a driver's license. Liberals fought for so long. Every illegal should have a driver's license. Now they've got one. Oh, you can't even show it to vote. Because you know you're winning elections with voter fraud. Dan Rodheimer's with us, GOP candidate for United States Congress in Nevada's 3rd District, CD3. Dan, you're on with War. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Wayne. How you doing?
I'm doing great. So I know that Dan Schwartz was on a local radio show, my good buddy Kevin Wall, and embarrassed himself, as usual, because he showed his anti-Trump colors. Dan Schwartz is running for Congress as a Republican, but like most Democrat never-Trumpers, he clearly doesn't like Trump, correct?
Oh, he's terrible. Can you believe that he went on the air and he bashed the president for how the president was doing, you know, on the COVID situation? I mean, it's incredible. I can't. And then he doubled up, Wayne, and said that he couldn't believe that the president would bring on Jared Kushner on the COVID task force. I can't believe it. I mean, the White House called me like 2 days later, and they couldn't believe it either. It's just remarkable, Wayne. It's just remarkable.
Well, look, there are Republicans who are never Trumpers, who have never liked Trump. Schwartz appears to be one of them. He also ran TV ads against you where he had three people say nice things in the ad about himself, Dan Schwartz. Two of the three were John Ralston and John Ralston's publication, The Independent. For those who don't know, John Ralston is the most Republican-hating human being on the universe, not just the state of Nevada, in the world. His head isn't screwed on straight when it comes to Republicans. He turns, steam comes out of his ears, and his eyes light up red like the devil. He hates conservative Republicans so badly, there's nothing he wouldn't do to destroy a conservative Republican, but he seems to like Dan Schwartz. So I think Schwartz is running in the wrong primary. He should be in the Democrat primary against Susie Lee, not in the Republican primary, right?
Absolutely. Did you see the Review Journal today?
I did. It was a great defense of you. In Schwartz's ads, he claimed you'd been arrested three times. No such thing ever happened, correct?
Yeah, Victor Jakes did an article this morning, and actually the headline is Schwartz claims that Rodheimer was arrested multiple times, lacked all evidence. You know, I mean, it's incredible that he's out there doing all these commercials. And I'm on with Wayne up right now.
Is that your famous daughter that was in the hospital for a month that we prayed for and talked about every day on the show?
Yes,
that was
this Violet. She's our 4-year-old.
Well, tell Violet that Wayne Allyn says hi.
Oh, Wayne Allyn says hello.
Wayne was praying for her, and his listeners were praying for her, and we got her well. So we feel like we all were part of the solution. I think we all did a good job.
You know what we did, but you know it was everybody out there praying. You know, I'm appreciative because she came home the day before Easter. So I thank everybody out there for all the prayers. I greatly appreciate it.
All right, good. It's great that Violet is all better and on the mend and feeling good, and we really appreciate that. And it was just funny because you'd been in a hospital, you and your wife, nonstop for a month, taking care of your little 4-year-old whose life was on the line, and you get home, and the first thing that happens is Dan Schwartz practices gutter politics and puts out the most horrible TV hit piece I've ever seen. And the sad part is it just wasn't true. Forget about what Victor Jake said. Forget about what the record says. Just tell us in your own words. You had one incident when you were a younger guy in law school. And why did you wind up shoving someone as if that's a big deal? What happened exactly?
Well, it was on Halloween, and sure enough, there was a guy getting pushed around by four guys, Wayne. And I walked over there. I asked him to stop. The guy poked me a bunch of times in the chest. And, you know, after he assaulted me, I pushed him. And, you know, and that was it. We left. And then when I ended up leaving, I went to go study at Oxford, and I came back and found out that we had this issue. We pled not guilty, and it was dismissed. And no convictions ever. None. So, you know, I'm just happy that it got out there and the truth came out. And, you know, the voters see it now. I've talked to a couple hundred people today, and, you know, we're doing great. You know, the polls are looking great for us. I talked to Kevin McCarthy last week. He's very, very excited. He's endorsed this. You know, we got the NRA endorsement. We got the National Right to Life endorsement. I guess I'm the poster boy for it, Wayne, since I got five kids and one on the way.
And six on the way, yeah. you may have gone a little overboard, okay, buddy?
Wayne, I don't know if I told you, but we actually asked Donald Trump Jr. to be the godfather.
Oh, that's great. That's fabulous.
Yeah.
Don's a great guy. Great guy.
Yeah, I know you're good friends with him, too.
So tell me, you had another endorsement, too. I saw you got endorsed by, like, five different organizations. Who are the other ones?
Matt Schlapp called me last week. I couldn't believe it.
Is that the Conservative Union?
Yeah, the American Conservative Union. He called me personally to give me the endorsement, which I was, you know, extremely excited about.
Well, they all understand that you're a real conservative, and you're running against the guy who scares them to death because he might as well be a Democrat. Dan Schwartz is a Democrat for all intents and purposes. He believes in tax cuts. He doesn't like Trump. He has nothing but negatives to say about Trump, and he's in the gutter with his advertising. He never has anything nice to say about himself. Everything's an attack ad against you, and the only nice thing ever said about him appears to be said by Republican hater John Ralston. So nobody's going to go with Dan Schwartz. Everybody out there, listen to me. Wayne Root very rarely goes out on a limb and endorses a candidate. Dan Rodheimer, CD3, Congress, Nevada, Las Vegas, my man, Dan Rodheimer, endorsed by Wayne Allen Root. Thank you, Dan, for coming on the show.
Thanks, Wayne, for having me. God bless everybody, and God bless Nevada.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Our world has changed. Sadly, when you venture out of your home, face masks are the new normal. But the kind of mask you use really matters, because not all face masks offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer mask is the Boomer Natural 30-Day Face Mask. Lab tests show it gives 92.2% antibacterial protection. Made with three cloth layers, treated with nano silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. It's also very comfortable and easy to breathe and speak with. Boomer Naturals has both adult and children's sizes. Masks are in stock now at their U.S. warehouse and ready to ship to you and your family. These masks can be used up to 30 days. Just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. The Boomer Naturals mask is very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. Get free shipping and handling when you spend $50 or more. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Code WARRADIO20. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior. By the way, I didn't get a chance to mention throughout the whole show, first time I'm getting a chance, because we were just so packed with information and packed with guests, that this show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now. Otherwise known as K-Bet in wonderful Las Vegas, Edward Stoltz, the owner, the operator, and the founder. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Fred Weinberg, the owner and the operator and the CEO of USA Radio. So between Ed and Fred, I got to tell you, I got to thank you guys. This show is dedicated to Ed and Fred because you made it happen. You both saw something in me, and I appreciate it. And you made it happen, and you kind of lit the flame, and you gave me the platform. Thank you. Most fan-friendly show in America. Love to hear from you. WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. And, of course, you can always find my commentaries at RootForAmerica.com. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Strauss Heart Drops. They've helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. Do you have a heart attack, stroke, number one killers? And they ask a question. In every ad, they always ask, do you have a crease in one or both of your lobes? Go to the mirror, look in the mirror, look at your ear lobe. Is there a crease? It's the number one proven indicator of clogged arteries. The earlobe crease is what Strauss Heart Drop says. This was discovered by a Harvard doctor in a 1973 study. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. It might be too late. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Look up Strauss Heart Drops and then get cinnamon flavored. That is by far the best flavor. When you talk about winning a special election for Congress in Los Angeles yesterday, outside Los Angeles, Orange County, big upset, because the first time Republicans have beaten a sitting incumbent Democrat seat, taken a sitting incumbent Democrat seat since 1998, 22 years. You wonder why. Mayor Garcetti says Los Angeles won't completely reopen until we have a cure for coronavirus. This is insanity. Are you ever going to let people live? You ever going to let people go? So every nightclub should be out of business? People make, I would say the average guy or gal who builds a nightclub is investing like $3, $4, $5 million. Some of these beautiful nightclubs in Las Vegas, maybe even $10 million, maybe even $20 million. You're never going to let them reopen because there's crowds in a nightclub. Or are you going to demand everyone wears a mask in a nightclub forevermore? Not for like a month so things get better. Forever? Because virus never goes away. Well, viruses have been with us since the beginning of mankind. You people are high on something. I know pot's legal in California. You must be high. California State University is canceling all in-person classes, not for the rest of this semester, for the rest of the year, 2020. I don't know what to say. California is insane. L.A. Mayor tries to play down the lockdown extension through August. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti gave a rambling interview with Good Morning America this morning. He backpedaled on a few comments made by L.A. County Public Health Director Barbara Ferreira on Tuesday. She said stay-at-home orders would, with all certainty, be extended for the next 3 months. But Garcetti said Ferreira simply meant health orders telling us to cover our faces and physically distance would continue. But then he said L.A. will never be completely open till we have a cure. Something medical experts have warned could take 18 months, 2 years. Anti-lockdown protesters marched on his residence, calling for an end to the stay-at-home orders. L.A. residents took to Twitter to voice their frustrations. It's just insane. The death toll in L.A. is 1,613. It's a county of 10 million people, and 1,600 died. Does that really mean you lock down everybody forever? And then what's the objective here? Is it ruining the economy so Trump loses re-election? Because it's not working. Joe Biden's going down. He's got Alzheimer's. It's very clear to me. But again, I'll say it's my opinion. I'm not a doctor. He's got early-onset dementia, early-onset Alzheimer's. He's being hidden in his basement. Everybody knows it. Donnie Deutsch on MSNBC the other day said, good, the longer he hides in the basement, the better it is for the Democrat Party. Everybody knows the truth. He can't speak. He's your candidate? Now it turns out his name was the one doing the unmasking of General Flynn, one of the most vicious, horrible things ever done to an American general and patriot. And if this is all about coronavirus, not the economy, how come Democrats sneak an anti-voter ID rule into the new stimulus bill? They're proposing $3 trillion in new stimulus, almost all of it welfare and food stamps, and a bailout for cities and states. Packed with more pork than you've ever seen in your life. More unemployment benefits, so that through the end of December, everybody can not work. But then, tucked deep inside the coronavirus bill is language that would create a loophole in states' voter ID requirements, allowing people to cast ballots without having to prove who they are. And requiring states to allow at least 15 days of in-person early voting before Election Day. And allow voting by mail for any reason, overriding states that have more limited policies. And they'd require that absentee ballots be counted if they arrive up to 10 days after Election Day. And require voters without voter ID to cast a ballot. What a joke. We'll see you tomorrow. Wayne Root.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.